Welcome back to another Edge God In podcast, where we are committed to championing human potential in Christ, your human potential in Christ. Thank you for hitting the pause button and joining our podcast today. Our topic for today is Stop Talking to the Snake. The inspiration for this podcast came from another podcast my daughter had recently sent me called Abiding Together. And on this podcast, they interviewed Father Justin Brady, who is in charge of performing exorcisms. And it was his insight into how the serpents of the dark side twist our thinking and our mind, along with how you know when the thought is not of God, along with the method to be able to flip it into the lap of Christ. So we're going to use specific scriptures today from Matthew chapter 13. So if you have your Bible, open up to Matthew chapter 13. And on Edge God In, edgegodin.com is our main website, you will find resources. One specific resource is a one page that allows you to capture the learnings for today. And it's a 5-step process to be able to give you the opportunity to be able to grab what the Holy Spirit is putting on your heart, to be able to transfer into your behavior, and therefore see the ramifications of a committed life, a surrendered life to Christ, and what that looks like and how that spills out into your behavior. Specifically today, we're focusing on obsessive thinking, obsessive thoughts. Let's begin in prayer and invite the Holy Spirit into today's teaching. And again, be attentive to 1 to 3 things that the Holy Spirit desires to place on your heart. Perhaps it's one of the skills, methods, a scripture to help you be quicker today than yesterday in your ability to flip an obsessive thought into the lap of Christ. Sweet Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity to be present to you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight for the edification and the strengthening of the faith of the people that you've gathered to this call. I know that if you don't show up, it won't go well. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to gather, to meditate upon your word, and to be able to grab insight and understanding. Help us to have eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to understand the depth in your word and your invitation to freedom, so that we can turn from the obsessive thinking that often slows us down and imprisons us in life. We're called in the scriptures to take every thought captive and make it obedient to you. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind. And whatever we think about, we're told that that's what we become. So give us the strength of victory between our two ears. Help us to evict those thoughts of dread, of doubt, of worry, of self-defeat. We give you permission to override all of the negative thoughts within our mind today so that we could take that deep breath and breathing in the Holy Spirit and the strength of your wisdom so that we can run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's jump in to Matthew chapter 13. The topic again is stop talking to the snake. And as I mentioned, I heard this from another podcast and it stopped me in my tracks. I thought that is a great statement because I talk to the snake and entertain those thoughts. And so what is the thought today that you're entertaining that is holding you back from the freedom that Christ has desired to give you? Perhaps it's a thought that's rooted in dread. You are fearful of pending doom. Or perhaps it's a thought of anxiety that's coming from concern on how you're perceived by those around you, your positionality, your value that you're bringing into the workplace or personally. Perhaps it's stress and fear around a relationship that you care about, and yet you're feeling disconnected. Whatever it is, if you're in a position, just write down the one thought that is holding you back from experiencing a peace in Christ that passes all human understanding. What are you afraid of? Where do you doubt? What do you worry about? Write down a specific thought and keep that in mind as we're reading through the scriptures. Today, we're jumping into the parable of the sower, a very well-known Bible story that Jesus told. It's a parable that he told. He used real-life situations that the people could understand. Farming was a way of life. It was their bread and butter on the table. And so he used the example of farming and told a parable about a farmer who was scattering seed. And he scattered some seed on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some other seed fell in rocky places, and it didn't have a lot of soil. So it sprang up quickly, and then it ended up dying because of the shallowness. And then the sun came up and scorched it. And then there were seed that fell upon in the thorns, which grew up pretty fast, but then it was choked by the plants. And then there were seed that fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160, 30 times what was sown. Then he ends this parable with saying, "He who has ears, let him hear." And then you move a little bit deeper into Matthew chapter 13, verses 14 through 15. Jesus is laying out what happens to us when we are stuck, when we can't see beyond the struggle, when our identity is spilled out and we've given power to the struggle. I am my doubt. I am my fear. I am the trepidation or the doom, the sense of pending doom. This is when we've given power to something outside of us to define our worth, our value, and capability. Jesus says in verse 14, and he's speaking to the group, and he quotes a specific verse, set of verses from Isaiah. He says, "You're ever hearing, but never understanding. You're ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused." When we sit in front of closed doors in our lives and we focus on what's not working out for us versus what the Lord is doing in our lives, time after time after time, we're giving more authority to something outside of us than to the strength of God within us to deliver us. We do it enough, then we create what's referred to in neuroscience as a messaging system in the brain, and we become imprisoned by it. It starts to fire negative thoughts constantly. You become trapped in a loop, as Dr. Daniel Amen speaks of. It's referred to as ants. Automatic negative thoughts, and they will literally tromp in and trash your picnic in life. Jesus is speaking about ants in this situation. For a heart to become calloused, thoughts have been mucking around in the dark side. He goes on to say, they hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. When you are walking hand in hand with an automatic negative thought, you've given it the power to define what is possible. You become imprisoned. You don't see things the way God sees things. You don't hear things the way God hears things. And you don't understand the things of God when you're walking hand in hand with a negative thought. Therefore, you're stuck and you don't turn and experience the healing of Christ. So even if you grab a mantra for today, grab a mantra from Matthew chapter 13, 15 to override a negative thought. See, hear, understand, and turn. See, hear, understand, and turn. Dear God, help me to see what I'm missing. Grant me the grace to tune into a solution to this situation. Give me ears to hear, your voice. What do you want me to do in this situation? This negative thought is holding me captive. Give me understanding. Help me to understand. Give me a desire to read the scriptures, to find a scripture. If it's fear, Lord, help me to look up scriptures that counter fear and show me victory in you. Then I will be able to turn and allow myself to be healed between my two ears. Jesus goes on and says in verse 16, but blessed are your eyes because they see, ears because they hear. I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see and hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it. Then he goes on to explain what the parable means. Listen to what this parable means. This is the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, let's say you've read some scriptures about doubt or fear or worry or anxiety. Do not be anxious about anything, but pray about everything. But you stay sitting in front of that thought that is evoking that sense of anxiety in your body. And you sit there and entertain it. As I'll often say, you are the landlord of your mind. Who are you giving free rent to and serving breakfast in bed to? It's time to evict in the name of Jesus Christ. Even taking that one verse, do not be anxious about anything, but pray about everything. Are you praying? Are you praying more than you are worrying? Do you pray more than you surrender to Christ? I'm going to pause here and just insert one of the methods that Father Justin Brady said is very powerful when the dark side is twisting your mind and keeping you in obsessive thinking. This is the part of stop talking to the snake. Stop entertaining the negative thought. Let's say you're anxious because you're afraid you're going to lose your job. You have this anxiety that continually comes up, and anything that your boss does or says, you think, oh my gosh, they're going to fire me. You have that anxiety that's running underneath the radar. And rather than taking that thought and turning it to Jesus and saying, Jesus, I'm having this fear of losing my job. Help me. Help me to overcome this. Show me, help me to hear, to see, hear, and understand what you want me to do in this situation. What forward action step do you want me to take to be able to trust in you more, to perhaps take action in my job? Is there anything more I can be doing? And grant me the grace to turn away from the obsessive thought. So again, you're taking the wording from Matthew chapter 15, verses, Matthew chapter 13, verses 15. Otherwise, you would see with your ears, eyes, hear with your ears, understand with your heart, and turn and I will heal you. So you're seeing, you're hearing, you're understanding, and you're turning. Are you seeing, hearing, understanding, and turning from that obsessive thought that you're talking back to? So the other piece of understanding how the dark side messes with our mind, how Satan messes with your mind and causes you to get stuck in obsessive thinking. And this also came from the Abiding Together podcast. And I wrote it down because I thought, okay, this is good boots on the ground, training outside of the ring. So when you are in the ring and the Satan gets right up in your face, that snake gets right up and starts spewing something at you. You don't have any worth and value. Why did you say that? You're not good enough. No one's going to want you on this next project. You failed. How come? Look at the faces on the people. They're not engaged. They don't care what you say. All kinds of different lies. And he'll use fear, deception, and lies every single time to stop you in your tracks so that you are unproductive in your faith and in your walk with the Lord. He will use blanket statements. You know it's not of God when it's a blanket statement. You're going to fail. You're going to lose your job. Nobody likes you. They didn't like your presentation. Your kids don't understand where you're coming from. It's that blanket statement that causes you to obsess. And it's an attack on your identity. He tries to take you out with lies, deceits, and fear. And it's an attack on your identity. and it causes you to stop in your tracks. The stress response kicks in. You start to worry, hold on to hurts from the past. You get stuck in your thoughts and your behaviors. You become argumentative. Perhaps you become less flexible. These are all associated with worrying and obsessiveness. According to Dr. Amen, it has to do with the cingulate system. And the cingulate system in your brain gives you the ability to shift, adapt, move from one idea to the next, to see other options, to go with the flow, or the ability to cooperate. When it is shut down because you flip into the animal planet part of your brain, the limbic system, the back part of your brain, you only have three choices: fight, flight, freeze. And the Holy Spirit calls us up and out of that to see the presence of God in your situation, to hear the voice of God, to understand what the scripture and the invitation from the voice of God is saying to you and what that means in terms of behavior. Because the behavior is the verb turn away from that thing that is causing you to be sick in your mind. Turn in verse 15 in Matthew, turn and I will heal you. This is an invitation for turning. You know the enemy is going to speak in a blanket statement. Once you realize it's a blanket statement, understand that when God speaks, it's very succinct. Very, very succinct and specific. Let's say you were gossiping and you got caught up in gossip and you actually added some wood on the fire. You agreed with it. You said, well, I also saw them do this. You walk away from that situation and all you hear is that behavior wasn't nice. It is a specific phrase. It's very succinct and he speaks to an action. Do you want to keep doing that? I'll give you an example from my life. I was obsessing. I had an obsessive thought about not being included on a project about 6 years ago. And I totally felt, from my ego's perspective, I'm completely qualified to have led this whole project. And I was obsessing over this. And I literally heard the Lord crash that scene with a question. And anytime you ask yourself a question, what do I want to do about this? Even that question, it interrupts the obsessive thinking. When you pose a question, Jesus was masterful at questions, tons of questions throughout all four Gospels. What do you want me to do for you? Even just asking the question, when I was in that state of imploding and about to explode as well, because I wasn't included on a specific project, I thought I could lead the whole thing. My ego was driving that bus. Beep, beep. The Lord said, excuse me, what are you doing? That's all I heard. What are you doing? Well, I'm ticked, I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm not included in this project, and you know I'm totally qualified to do this. How come I wasn't picked? And I heard just calmly and very specifically, just so you know, you're not here to be liked, included, or approved up. You're here to be a missionary of love. You're here to love. Very specific, just so you know, don't forget. You're here to love. You're here to be an ambassador. You are my ambassador. I am making my appeal through you. Right now, you are making your appeal through you. How does that feel? So know when the enemy is wanting to entice you into the cave, like Gollum in the cave, to cling to an obsessive thought. He will use blanket statements to get you stuck. God will often ask a question. Jesus will often, as a gentleman, interrupt a negative thought. What do you want to do? What are you doing? How's that working for you? Do you want to stay there? How's that feel? I remember Joyce Meyer said one time when she gave something to somebody, and then she told a bunch of people that she gave this to somebody, and was just saying, yeah, I gave my pin away, and it was kind of a rhinestone pin, to somebody, and she was kind of boasting about it. And she said, I walked away and I literally heard, how'd that feel? And then Joyce was like, good, it felt really good. And then the next thing she heard was, good, because that's all you get. And that's going back to the scripture, when you give, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. So have high noticing. And perhaps that's one of your takeaways. I commit to having high noticing around the blanket statements that are based in fear, deception, and lies that are planted in my mind. That's how Satan wants to take us out. Stop talking to the snake. Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus more today than yesterday. This is how you flip an obsessive thought into the light of Christ's presence and ability to free you from an impoverished view of reality. So you can flip that negative thought when it comes by simply bringing your worry to Jesus. Lord, I'm afraid. I'm scared. I'm scared I won't be included on this. And then I'll be really upset and I won't be able to sleep. Help me. Help me to overcome this fear. Help me to overcome this worry. I'm having this thought. Be very specific about declaring what is the thought that's been planted in your mind, the obsessive thought that is keeping you stuck into compulsive behaviors or obsessions. Declare it. Jesus, I'm having this compulsion and this thought. It's haunting me. I can't get rid of it. Help me. Help me, Jesus. And just remember the scene of when Jesus called Peter out of the boat because he wanted to go. He expressed the desire. Jesus called him out of the boat. He started walking on the water. As soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, the author and perfecter of his faith, and started to look at the waves and the wind and the elements, fear, doubt, and worry are the wind and the waves and the elements. Smoke and mirrors. Satan will use smoke and mirrors to deceive us. He took his eyes off of Jesus, looked at the smoke and mirrors, the wind and the waves, and started to sink. Instantly, he looks back at Jesus. How quickly can you look back at Jesus after you've looked at that scary thought? How quickly can you look back at Jesus? Help me, Lord. Help me. Instantly. Instantly. There was no lag time. Instantly, the Lord grabbed his hand and pulled him up and restored to him what he was losing. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. When you look from your peripheral vision at some negative thought that the Satan has planted to distract you from being sold out for Christ in your mind, return quicker today than yesterday. Return quicker in this moment than the last moment. Another thing to do is to engage your body. As soon as you're having that obsessive thought, take a deep breath. Count, breathe in to the count of seven, hold it to the count of eight, and then exhale. As you're doing that, simply have a prayer inside. Holy Spirit, I breathe in the strength of Christ into this obsessive negative thought. Hold it in, and I exhale the worry or the doubt or the fear, or the fear, and exhale. Spiritual breathing, breathe in the Holy Spirit. Exhale the negative thought. Let's shift back to the rest of this, of the explanation of the sower who sowed the seed. The first person sowed the seed, and that's the person who hears the message of the kingdom of God but doesn't understand it. Again, going back to the previous verse, see, hear, understand, and turn. So this person did not understand. What happens when you don't understand? Why is this happening, Lord? I don't understand why this is happening. And you stay in the why and not understanding versus turning to God. I don't understand, and you do. Give me peace in the midst of my understanding. And not talking to the snake about it, because the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. That's the seed that was sown along the path. Now we move to the rocky places. It's the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. This is what happens when we wake up and we have some great time, great quiet time with the Lord. We're reading the scriptures, we're feeling fired up, and then all of a sudden we run into a human being or we're stuck in a traffic jam and shazam, everything goes out the back door. This is the one that has no root. It lasts only for a short time, the quick hits. And then when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. trouble and persecution, it gives a back door to the snake to slither in and say, ah, you can't handle anything. You're not smart enough. Somebody else is going to be picked over you. Be aware of your moments when you are in trouble or persecuted, that's a back door. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. This is when I was training for my black belts, it's the out of the ring training that will give you the skill set to be able to, in the midst of the facing the snake, that you will have a skill set to be able to move out of that position of fear, doubt, and worry into the light of Christ, who's given you a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. Now we move in verse 22. What was sown among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life, and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. The deceitfulness of wealth. Have you attached your identity to how much you make? If you have, the devil will get a foothold. And anything that you do, it will come back to a dollar value. It has value if it makes money. If it doesn't make money, it doesn't have value. That's an identity theft. We speak about that. My colleague and I, Jen Klopak, speak about that in our recently released book called Stop Letting the World Be the Boss of You. Stop letting the world be the boss of you and define your sense of security and meaning. It'll choke you, literally choke you. You'll stay up at night, and that obsessive thinking will shut down your ability to experience the freedom that Christ died to give you. Now we shift in verse 23. What was sown on the good soil is the one who hears the word and understands it. So then again, we are activating what we were told in verse 15. See, hear, and understand with your heart. You have victory in Christ. You are part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Do you know what that means? Do you understand the victory that you have, that in this world you will have trouble? But take heart. Jesus has overcome the world. He has plans to prosper you. God has plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. Do you know what this means? And the peace that this brings as you allow that to be planted and rooted in your identity. If you do, if you understand, then you will turn away quicker today than yesterday from those obsessive thoughts, the smoke and mirror. And Satan is just like the snake from that Mowgli, that Disney movie. There was a snake that would come up and his eyes would start to spin and try to hypnotize the person. You know, it was a cartoon character and the eyes would be spinning and it would try to hypnotize the person. This is what Satan tries to do. Know you are what you do. Know you are the dollar value. Your skill set is linked to a dollar value. If you don't get paid or if you don't have this, it doesn't have value. What? This is an invitation for releasing our attention, shifting our attention, what we're focusing on, obsessing over, that is robbing your peace. I have come that you may have peace. Peace that passes all human understanding. Do not be anxious about anything. Anything. What are you anxious about today? Go inside and listen to your interior dialogue. What thought, negative, obsessive thought, are you sitting in front of and giving airtime of your attention? It's time to starve it. It's time to choke it out. Using the metaphors that Jesus talked about in this, choke it out. Step away from giving it your attention. Anything that doesn't have the beautiful elements for life will die. When you choke out a thought, you shift your attention. When you're in obsessive thinking, one of the techniques to stop it is to get out and do something different, or make a list of all possible solutions. Or using the phrase, if this wasn't a problem in my mind, and I woke up tomorrow and the Lord had just cleared the cache of that negative thought, what would I notice to be different in my perceptions and my behavior? So that's doing a little projection, a little NLP projection. What would I notice to be different if I wasn't thinking about this negative thought? In my confidence, in my intonation, in my body language. Jesus, help me to remember the victory that you died to give me over obsessive thinking in my mind. See, hear, understand with your heart, turn from the obsessive thought, talk to Jesus about it, and he will heal you. And you will produce a crop. 100, 60, 30 times what was sown. Jesus sows the seed of faith. He plants a seed of life and transformation within our hearts. How we sow it, that seed, makes all the difference in the outcome. He's the Lord of the harvest. We have got to commit to sowing positive thoughts based on scripture in order to see the harvest take place. Because by your thoughts, as we're told, take every thought captive, make it obedient to Christ, be transformed. How are we transformed into Jesus? Being renewed by our mind. Well, how do we do that? How do you do that? Taking every thought captive. Stop talking to the snake. Understand the language of the snake, that it will be blanket statements, a direct attack on your sense of identity, meaning, and purpose, value. You have been crucified with Christ on the cross. It's no longer you who live. Yet we have that battle of taking back the reins or the wheel, as that beautiful song, Jesus, take the wheel. It's time to give it back. Bring those obsessive thoughts. Turn them to Jesus. This is what I'm thinking. Help me, Jesus. I'm sinking. Keep your mind rooted in the Word of God. The Lord will rescue you from every evil assault, and he will bring you safely into his heavenly kingdom. He will rescue you from every evil assault, from every obsessive thought, from doom and gloom thinking, obsessive negative thinking, and he'll bring you safely into the heavenly kingdom. That's 2 Timothy 4:18. And yet it requires that we take every thought captive. That's the invitation. Pick up your mat. As we talk about in podcast 51, pick up your mat and go. What is your mat of obsessive thinking? What's a commonality in the thread of your negative obsessive thinking? Things work out for other people and not for me. What is it? You first have to identify it. Then you can adjust. And you can see, that's identifying it. You can hear, that's how you're hearing the thoughts associated with it. What does that voice of the snake sound like for you? Then you can understand it's deception, smoke and mirror. Get thee behind me, Satan. You have the things of man in mind, not the things of God in mind. Turn and you will be healed. Turn and you will be healed. See, hear, understand, and turn. Stop talking to the snake. Talk to Jesus more today than yesterday. Even if it's just a small seed of shift, as Jesus said, bring what you have, 2 fish and 5 loaves, a small seed of acknowledging, oh my gosh, I'm totally thinking this. Help me, Jesus. I don't want to stay here. Even though the mustard seed is the smallest, it grows to the largest plant of the garden. Bring what you have to Jesus. It's just a desire. I don't want to think like this, Lord. Help me overcome negative thinking. Grant me the grace of victory that comes from having that high noticing and recognizing the voice of the snake in my life that creates worrying and holding on to hurts from the past and getting stuck in the negative thoughts. And also restrictive, scared behavior, not wanting to be involved. Perhaps it's obsessive compulsive disorder. Or road rage. I don't want to live like that, Jesus. Give me the strength of victory. Help me to disengage from the feelings and emotions that are evoked by an obsessive thought and to engage with your heart, with your mind. I have the mind of Christ, I'm told, Lord. Activate it today. I want to feel what it feels like to have your mind. I want to think the thoughts that you think. I want to see the world the way you see it. I want to hear your voice. Help me to understand your ways in difficult situations where I feel there's no way out. I don't know what to do. Show me, shine the light of your understanding in my mind and my heart so that I can turn and be healed. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Enjoy your practice of stopping the moments you talk to the snake. Talk more to Jesus today than yesterday. Thank you for joining our podcast. Please join us at edgegodin.com for more topics to help champion your human potential in Christ. Enjoy your gift of life today, and I look forward to our next podcast together.